What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
And the dilemma this time round is about a friend who does something that leaves you gobsmacked. It comes from Peter, who says, I socialise with a tight-knit group of friends who I've known for years. Many of us met through high school and university. We aim to do a reunion dinner at least once a year at a regular restaurant, which is a favourite haunt for all of us. The extra plus is there's no hassle of one person cooking and hosting, and we all get to enjoy a night out. My dilemma is that there's one friend in our group who's good-natured and great for a laugh, but tight with money, and always has been. When it comes time to paying the bill, we all come up with cash and happily throw in a generous tip. More often than not, this friend collects the cash and puts the dinner on his credit card, paying only the exact amount of the dinner, so pocketing the tips. This is infuriating and embarrassing, as we want to generously tip the restaurant staff, but our friend effectively steals it. He's been careful with money for years, but we don't know how to tell this friend that whilst we enjoy his company, we don't like his tightwad ways. Telling anyone, much less a friend, that you think they're miserly with money is a tough one. How do we raise the conversation with him? Help. So that's from Peter. And I can see that it does leave a bad taste in the mouth. How would you address it? Let us know on Facebook. To give us their tips on this, comedian and broadcaster George McEncrow in Melbourne and broadcaster and DJ Robert Rags in Adelaide. Hi, George. Hi, Robert.
Hi.
Hey.
Now, George, first of all, have you had a friend who does anything like this?
Yeah, of course. I think everybody's got friends who are, well, I'd say cautious with a coin is the nicest way to put it. And it's really awful. And I think the worst thing about it is that their stinginess is kind of contagious because it makes you watch full of your dollars. So that's the first thing I think you notice about stingy people is it makes you stingy, and that automatically you spend the night, instead of enjoying yourself, you watch your shoulders creeping closer to your ears as you know, and we all go through years as uni students and stuff when we're all on different incomes and, you know, you see the people, you know, oh, I only ordered the salad and I didn't have a bottle of wine and that's okay because you get that and you sort of manage to compensate around that. And I remember once going out for lunch with a friend who at the end of the year we're all teachers and we'd all order a meal at a local pub at the end of term, and he would never order anything. He'd just take our little side plates to the salad bar and fill up on the good salads, like the macaroni salads and the heavy duty ones and a basket of bread. And, you know, we'd all order jugs and he'd, you know, sip away on everyone else's beer. And eventually we could sort of tease him out of that behaviour. But yeah, I think it's awful. And I think the worst thing about it is it makes you stingy too.
Robert, what about you? Have you had experience of anyone in your social group who does anything like this?
Yes, I have actually. A very good friend of mine back in the UK. And he would love to meet up with a group of guys that would meet up every month. But his thing was he would just pay for his meal. So he wouldn't pay for drinks and he wouldn't get involved in providing tips.
What was he drinking?
He was drinking.
Right.
That's the thing. So we were eventually, you know, after about the second or third time, you know, monthly catch up, it was like, wow, how do we approach this and how do we tell him? And eventually another friend of ours said, look, you know, and brought it to his attention. And he was a bit shocked and he apologized to the group and made him very conscious of his behavior within the group for a while after, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, look, over the last few days, since getting this particular dilemma from Peter, I've talked about it in a couple of different social groups. And each time I've talked about it, there was a person who said, I know someone who's done exactly that. So this is the, you know, gathering up all the cash, paying for the restaurant bill on your credit card without paying the tip and pocketing it. I don't think it's the same person. But George, is it a thing, a scam?
I think it is a scam. And I think it's now with all these points that you get on your credit card. So they go towards frequent flyer things and other programs like that. So they're hoping to get bonuses for other issues. And look, it's actually, as the letter writer said, as Peter said, it's theft. This isn't just being stingy. This person is a thief. So I hate to be so harsh, but this person isn't just being a little bit cautious with a coin. This person is robbing their mates. So I'd be saying, well, really, how much good value is it? I mean, unless they're putting on dinner and a show, I'd be really saying, do you want to meet with this person for every year?
Well, that concurs with Jenny on Facebook, who says, that's not tight, that's dishonest. I wouldn't really want a friend like that. Robert, in this instance, what do you think it does say about this person?
They're mean to the extent that they're mean to themselves. Oh. And I think that it just projects the type of person that they are, where I agree with Georgie, was where she says, you know, that it's theft, you know, and really and truly, would you do that to your mates? No.
And to the staff, like, you know, when, I don't know if you've worked tables, Robert, but I have, and as a, you know, when you're working hospo, you need those tips, and when you're intending to, when your friends, it's like stealing money out of the bowl at church, or, you know, that money has been intended to go to somebody for a specific purpose. So if you were doing a charity raise for something, a fun run, and the friend said, oh, no, give it to me, I'll make sure it gets to, you know, the people collecting for this particular purpose, and they're pocketing it, it's outrageous. So, you know, I think these days with electronic banking and things, there are other ways around it.
Well, look, people are strange about money, I think. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, no.
And the other thing is, I mean, let's get on to workshopping some possible solutions or plans of action for Peter. But I do want to say that, you know, look, I reckon it's very easy on the outside of any of these sorts of scenarios to say, oh, for heaven's sake, just calling him on it, you know, just tell him to stop.
That's hard.
But I think it's much harder when you're on the inside of this kind of scenario that's about old friends and so on. So, yeah, okay, let's start thinking about what to do, George.
Well, obviously he cares about money a lot, so he's trying to fill some psychological void, and that's between him and his therapist. But I think I would outsmart him on this. I would change restaurants or pay the bill in advance and say, I'd beat him to the chase. So I would contact the restaurant ahead of time and say, it's all paid for, and say, so Peter, we've paid for it all, tips and all.
But that's presupposing some sort of fixed price.
Maybe. Yeah, I would say it's all done and dusted. Mm-hmm. And now all we all have to do is put the money into so-and-so's account. So I would, if you're not going to call him on it, I would beat him at his own game and say, just for ease of the night, so none of us are faffing around with cash, it's all been paid for. All you have to do now is, because we do this is for girls' weekends all the time, or when we're going away, I go camping with the family every Easter, and we work out the whole menu, and it works out, you know, there's 60 of us, and we work it all out. So everyone puts in, roughly costs every family $110, and we just put it all into one big kitty. And that's how it goes, and it's fantastic. Then you're not thinking about money again for the rest of the time.
Mm. So. All right, Robert, what about you? Let's some possible solutions or plans of action for Peter.
Humour.
Tease him into it.
Right.
Tease him, exactly.
Tickle him into loosening his wallet.
Mock and ridicule him.
Oh, gosh. You know, one of the main thoughts that came to mind was getting an old wallet or an old purse and putting a sellotape around it and presenting him with the key, and, you know.
Yeah, I know. But that's what I want to do too, mock him into it. But if you can't mock him into it, because he might cry.
What I would do then, I'd say designated collector of the bill, you know. So in advance, you have someone who's going to be the designated collector. So take
that's not the person. Him.
Yes, out of the equation. Take him out of the equation.
But the thing is, he wants to pay with his credit card and everyone else is putting in cash. I mean, I thought one possible solution, tell me what you think of this, is that when everyone puts the the cash in, separate out the amount from that that is the tip, and make it very clear, make a point of giving that to the waiter so that the guy can then collect the rest of it and put the whole bill on his credit card and keep the cash. But you've separated out the tip. What do you reckon?
Yeah. Or they've all just got cards. Now what are they going to do? Because that happens too.
Yeah, but often restaurants only want, you know, will only let you pay with one card. They're not going to split bills.
But you can talk to the restaurant in advance as well and True. Say, listen, get in on this. This guy always does this and you miss out on your tips. We want to outsmart him. Will you be prepared to take, we're going to be four couples. Can you split the bill four ways on four cards?
So interesting, what I'm getting from you, Robert, is you're not going to confront him.
It takes the confrontation out of the situation.
Yeah.
It's strategy. That's the word I would use, strategy.
All right.
Well, I'd love to, but not everyone will.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it'd be
Well, it's
really
what I was
to
saying too. I think it's really hard to. It's really easy on the outside to just say, you know, like Valerie, who's written to say, tell him in clear, concise terms that he is not just a tightwad, he's a thief. Then say goodbye. But, you know, if
Go
you want
Valerie.
To keep him as friend. Thanks, Valerie. All right, Peter. Well, look, thank you for sharing that dilemma of your friend and his restaurant ploy with us. Hope you've picked up some useful tips to help curb his, well, what I would call sneaky, greedy ways from George and Robert. George McEncrow is a comedian, broadcaster. She's also the founder of the ride-sharing service Sheba. And Robert Rags is a DJ, broadcaster, producer, and he's the chair of the Caribbean Association in South Australia. Many thanks to you both for helping us on this
one. And we're both very generous. That's right. We just gave our time for nothing, didn't we, Robert? We're very good.
Yeah, thank you.
I come from a culture where giving is giving freely.
Oh, good on you. All right. Thank you so much.